Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 18th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they have to ensure that the hostages are coming back to Israel.
At least 200 killed in airstrikes on Gaza, and astronauts on way home after 9 months stranded in space. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, health officials in Gaza say at least 200 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across the strip. Israel's Prime Minister says he ordered the attacks on Hamas terror targets because of a lack of progress in talks to extend the ceasefire. He's warning he lacked against the militant group with increasing military force. Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, has this message.
We will show no mercy on our enemies. We will make it very clear to the Security Council that if they want to stop the war in Gaza, they have to ensure that the hostages are coming back to Israel.
Donald Trump says many elements of a final deal concerning the war in Ukraine have been agreed with the Russian president ahead of a call later. Mr. Trump says he's very much looking forward to speaking to Vladimir Putin today. The White House says it's never been closer to a peace agreement. Washington's former ambassador to Moscow, Michael McFaul, isn't expecting much progress.
I think Putin's going to take one more run at some more demands. He's going to test the waters for that, and then he'll probably sign an agreement, but it'll be a very temporary agreement. I hope it launches a peace settlement, but I'm not optimistic about long-term peace and stability under these current terms.
Files relating to the assassination of former US President John F. Kennedy will be released today. JFK was shot dead while riding in an open-topped car in Dallas, Texas in November 1963. Former US Marine Lee Harvey Oswald was accused of his killing but was shot dead before he could be brought to trial. Speaking during his election campaign, US President Donald Trump promised to release all remaining files if returned to office.
We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. It's many pages. Is it 80,000 pages? It's a lot of stuff.
Ireland is one of just of a few EU countries where the patient load for GPs has increased over the past decade. A new study finds each GP has an average of 100 extra people in their catchment area, which has left doctors firefighting to treat growing and ageing communities. Editor of the journal Investigates, Maria Delaney, says rural areas are most impacted.
This was part of a European investigation, and we found that Ireland is one of the few EU countries where the patient load of GPs has increased over the past decade. So each GP now has an average of an extra 100 people in their catchment area, and that's due to a surge in population that has not been matched by an equivalent rise in doctors here.
After spending 9 months stranded on the International Space Station, two US astronauts are beginning their long journey home. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams have boarded the rocket capsule, which docked on Sunday carrying a replacement crew. It's undocked from the ISS within the past hour. They had originally been due to spend 8 days there last June, but technical issues delayed their return. They are expected to land on Earth later this evening. Sean Cleaver, who works for NASA, says they would have been prepared for every scenario.
I'm pretty sure that they would have had this already in the back of their minds, and it would have just been a quick switch of mindset into thinking, okay, right, now we're here for a few more months to come, and let's make the best of this.
The last surviving Battle of Britain pilot has died. John Paddy Hemingway passed away yesterday at the age of 105. The 19-year-old Royal Air Force pilot, who was born in Dublin, was shot down four times during the Second World War. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. 189 governments around the world signed the agreement, setting an agenda for gender equality and human rights for women and girls. While significant progress has been made for women's rights and equality here, women are continuing to experience record levels of domestic abuse and sexual violence. Director of the National Women's Council, Orla O'Connor, says change needs to happen.
It's really important that we're marking this today, but it's also really putting down a marker in terms of the change that needs to happen. It's things like we've seen from the past general election, like the low representation of women in politics and at senior decision making in Ireland. Ireland always comes down at the bottom in terms of women's participation in leadership.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has taken home the Tour of the Century prize at the iHeart Radio Music Awards in the US, which also saw Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish and Gracie Abrams recognised. Green Day won in the Alternative Artist of the Year category. Mariah Carey was honoured with the Icon title at the ceremony broadcast on Fox in LA last night.
To my fans, my lamely, you've been with me through every step of this journey. Your love and loyalty are the greatest gift, and I'm endlessly thankful for each one of you.
And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland step up preparations today for Thursday's UEFA Nations League playoff first leg away to Bulgaria. Matt Doherty was left out of October's international squad due to a perceived lack of games for his club, plus some less than impressive performances in a green shirt. The Dubliner wasn't happy being left out of that squad and felt he was disrespected by the manager. Doherty insists it is all now water under the bridge.
No, look, at the time, I stand by the comments I made at the time. It's obviously a long time ago, and a lot has kind of passed since then. So at the moment, we have a good relationship and everything seems to be fine.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.